It's Don and Jess. So something happened on my trip back to Northern California for my uncle's funeral. Using the restroom, the men's room, which is always very interesting at an airport, by the way, because you have to keep control of your luggage while you go do your thing. Men's rooms, we are equipped. We have different equipment in the men's room as opposed to the ladies' room. And so let's just say there's a lineup of urinals with separators between each one. And
I always thought that was so weird. Why don't you have individual stalls?
We do. We have that. And by the way, there's an etiquette when using the urinal. Most guys like to have at least one urinal between them and the next guy over, but sometimes that's not the case because it's filled up.
If you have the option, don't stand next to you, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Especially if there's no separator, then it gets really weird. Anyway.
There are troughs.
There's multiple options depending on where you are. So I go in. I got my luggage there. I got one over my shoulder, and I'm able to step up to the urinal, and all of a sudden I hear this screaming. There's this kid screaming and crying. And in a restroom, it kind of echoes a little bit. And every guy, every other urinal, we all looked over at the same time. And at the very end, there's a man standing there. And he stepped up into the urinal. And he has a full-grown toddler. I'm talking like a 4-year-old little boy.
Oh, yeah.
He's holding him on his hip with his right hand. And he's doing this thing with his left. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. First of all, kudos for being able to do that.
Multitasking parent.
Because, if you were to put this kid down, he'd probably run away screaming and crying.
Oh my gosh.
He's trying to control the kid, trying to use the restroom. He's trying to console him. Okay, we're almost done. Do you have to go? You should go too. And he's like, I don't like it in here. I hate it when you bring me in, Daddy. I want to go.
And every
stream stopped at that moment. And every man looked over and went, yo, in their head anyway, control your kid, man. We got things to do in here. You know what I'm saying?
It's hard.
And this kid is not having it. He is starting to flail around. The guy's trying not to drop the kid while he's trying to finish up doing what he's doing.
I hear you there.
And it got me to thinking. I mean, it's tough being a parent with a little one when you got to use the restroom. And it's you using the restroom instead of the kid. When it's just the kid, that's different.
Gosh.
But when the adult needs to use it and the kid won't use it, and you've got to control the kid and he's out of control, what do you do?
That was my worst nightmare as a new parent. It was like, what do I do when I have to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, so a woman, you got the stall.
Kid?
You got the stall, right? You just get to lock him in the stall, right?
Oh, no.
No?
There's like 2 feet of open space where they can perfectly slide right under.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of whatever you're doing, and they slide under and run off.
Right. There's no
leaving. So what do you do to keep the child in the stall and not crawl out?
For me, Addie loves playing with toilet paper, so I just let her have it. I'm just make a mess. I don't care.
Yeah.
This is like emergency circumstances.
Now, you said that some stalls have like special apparatus and equipment to keep the children in the stall?
I've seen some where the stalls have this little plastic seat for the kid, so it kind of drops down, and it's got like a full harness seat belt. So you plop them on the seat, harness them up, do your business, and they can fight and kick and scream all they want, and they're not going anywhere.
Oh,
and you can
my goodness. Every stall should be equipped with a child restraining jump seat.
But okay, what about this? Why is it when in a public restroom, the kid wants nothing to do with you, but at home, they follow you into the bathroom and they want to be up next to you?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, they're slipping notes under the door. They're putting
fingers
their hands and toys
and
under the door.
Knocking.
Yeah, absolutely. No.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Yeah, I like the jump seat idea. And if there's no jump seat, I think somebody needs to come up with some sort of Velcro jacket we can put them on and then stick them to the wall. You know what I mean?